This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what you and I were talking about off air? You running for an office and what I would use against you?
Yeah, I was going to run for a governor.
I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, I wouldn't use the crazy stuff because crazy seems cool right now. I think that would get you elected as governor.
Oh, you're going back on. Okay. Well, because here's what I was telling BJ off the air, as long as we're going to be honest. I was like, I don't even know all this governor crap. Like, one guy, he has some money in the Cayman Islands. And then another guy, like, he doesn't like school kids. He only likes prisoners.
Yeah. You
know, there's a lot going on.
There's a guy that loves guns, and when people get shot, they say, I don't know if he does or not, but they say he does.
Yeah.
They say he likes that.
So I'm trying to
get it.
I'm trying to follow everything that everybody says that's going on, and I don't know. I do know that I'm not a fan of the guy that likes prisoners more than children.
No,
That makes me mad.
And there's that one guy who's voted with Donald Trump 99% of the time.
Yeah.
Well, why would you do that? He can't be right 99% of the time.
And he said he was going to stand up to him, and then he didn't.
Yeah. And then I told Jamie, I said, geez, good thing we're not running for office. And you said, well, you know, what could you hold against me? And then I thought about it, and I thought, well, there's some wacky stuff that would make a good commercial. But I think if I were going to hold one thing against you, because let me go through a couple of things here. Okay, first of all.
All right. Jamie White is governor.
All right. Jamie White's going to run for governor.
Your commercial campaign against me.
And I'm your opponent. Okay. I'm your opponent. The first thing I would think, I'm having a little meeting with all my associates. Mm-hmm. And they're telling me, like, okay, what do you want to do with this commercial? How you want to attack? I would first be like, okay, well, there was that time that she hid in that bush. And she stayed there for, like, hours waiting on this guy.
Yeah, but you have no proof. I'd be like, lies! Just like the Cayman Islands. Like, I never had my money there.
Lies don't even matter.
Yeah.
They don't even matter anymore. Because nobody needs proof for anything. I could just throw that slander out there and destroy you, right? But then I thought about it. I thought, well, that's not really something that's going to make people not vote for, because that's just crazy stuff, okay? Like for an example, I'd consider that time that you crawled through that doggy door.
But I was right. I was right to suspect. Guess what? I found out the answers. And so you know what my campaign against that would be? It's like, she'll go through doggy doors
for you
to get the answers.
Right.
Imagine what she'll do for you.
And again.
So beautiful. That's beautiful.
And again, I see people looking at that as crazy.
But
I think crazy's cool.
But crazy passionate.
Crazy passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye, for an example. Mm-hmm. Crazy cool, crazy passionate.
Exactly.
Okay, so.
Whereas your campaign would be like this. I'd say this. Do you want a man who sits in a recliner day after day after day? That's all I'm going to say in my ad. That's it.
I think people would say yes. I think that's a positive.
No,
I think that's a guy that's focused on one job.
He does it really well. It's in his recliner.
Well, here's what I've come up with.
Okay.
Here's, I think, and you could text at 51059. Here's what I think would be my campaign against Jamie that would really do her
okay.
in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
And this is, remember the time you gave away that dog?
I didn't give away.
You gave away Bobo.
Bobo, no.
You gave him away. You had Bobo. You and your son played in the yard with Bobo.
Love Bobo.
Oh, I remember the time you had the garden hose out there and Bobo would jump into the water. I would use all that stuff. But the dog she had, and then she gave it away one day. And I think that would tug on people's heartstrings enough to not vote for her and vote for me as governor.
No, because the thing is that I am willing to sacrifice the happiness of my child to give a dog a better life.
That's the way you say it.
That's how I'm going to say it.
It's not the way I'm going to present it. Okay, I'm going to start out the commercial with the dog happy, playing in the water, and your son on the slip and slide with the dog. I mean, just all the good times. Okay. And then...
Oh, my God. I know what this is.
And then I'm going to start showing pictures of a mangy dog caught up in a bear trap.
Spend all your time waiting.
And you,
I'm going to lose.
You with the leash in your hand, handing it over to somebody else. Some stranger that looks down and out, in fact.
I'm going to lose.
Some stranger that doesn't even look like he could afford dog food.
Feel not good.
Would you vote for a woman that gave away the family pets?
Oh, my God.
I need some destruction.
Oh, my God. I gave him a better life.
There's that dog struggling in that bear clamp.
He's never been around a bear.
But the audience doesn't know that. The people that are going to vote, they don't know what the truth is.
Wow.
Then I'd have your son standing there waving goodbye to Bobo. As Bobo, with his head out the window and the wind hitting him in the face, your son waving as Bobo's going, please don't give me away. Yep, I think that would bring your campaign to its knees.
Okay, here's a question then.
That's tough.
All right, who would you
that's
vote?
A good one, huh, Sean?
That's tough.
Over the two, who would you vote for? The girl that gave away her dog or the man that likes prisoners more than children? Who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for?
I'm going to go with the man with the prisoners.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Over children?
Yeah, I think so.
He likes prisoners over children.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I remember that day you gave away that dog. His head out the window, wind blowing in the dog's hair as he rode off, your son waving.
I love you, Bobo.
Spend all your time.
Oh, yeah.
He's so happy now. Have you seen that dog? His name is now Moose.
I'm not going to put Moose in the commercial.
But Moose is
so
happy.
I'm not going to put his happy life in the commercial.
Yesterday,
my job is to destroy you.
Yesterday, Moose was wearing a Broncos jersey. He's adorable. He's so happy.
Was he?
I would never dress up a dog.
Well, if he's got a Bronco jersey on, he can't be happy. We lost.
Oh, my God. It's all bad.
How's he going to be happy?
So sad. I love you, Bobo.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.